Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 79. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with the Rosebuds. That song is Get Up and Get Out. It's on their album Night of the Furries. Oh, wait, that's Furies. On Merge Records, came out April of last year. A band out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And though the album itself doesn't quite sound so Europop, that song does. And it makes me happy. So I guess you guys didn't know I was into that light and fluffy stuff. Most of it's more, say, maybe late 80s, early 90s alternative sort of feel to it. Still very poppy, but not quite, you know, that Euro dance stuff. I am back in town, if you can't tell from my fantastic voice fidelity. Here for a few days before I head out for work again, I think. So we'll enjoy this one. Sorry I'm a day late, but hey, work takes a lot out of you. Coming up next, I've got the Evangelicals with the song Paperback Suicide.
Yeah.
Making good time today. That was Hatchet by the Retribution Gospel Choir off their summer tour EP they carted around with them in 2005. I believe it was also sold on the Chair Kickers Union website because the band features Alan Sparhark from Low, who owns the Chair Kickers Union label. That band at that time, I think, also featured Mark Kozelek, though I think he has since left this little project. And whatever left of the project is touring now. I think they're out here in Chicago next week or the week after, though I don't think I'll go. Based on that EP only, and with, I know that's an old one, it's just too noisy and just doesn't have enough structure for me. So kind of like the Alan solo album. It just didn't work for me. I like Low, though. In the middle there, we heard Dirty on Purpose with the song Like Bees, which is the title track of their new EP, released on North Street Records last month, or maybe even the month before, maybe it was January. That Brooklyn band there making a name for themselves. And I kind of like that. And there's a couple of tracks on there I kind of like, which if you're looking for an EP, a couple tracks you like is all it really takes. Never mind the cover of Send Me an Angel. That's entertaining, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's enough for you. And we started things off with the Evangelicals with the song Paperback Suicide off the album The Evening Descends that came out in January. Norman, Oklahoma band there released on the Dead Oceans label. That's an imprint of Jag Jaguar out of Bloomington, Indiana. So they've expanded there. And I really like that album, actually. It's got some noisy bits and some psychedelic bits and some spaz bits, and maybe that's all that comes out of Oklahoma. I mean, you got them and Flaming Lips and Nameless Number Headman. Interesting stuff. Who knew? Oklahoma. Coming up next, I'm going to get my oi on. We're going to play a song by Foreskins.
Just one he feels. Are you supporting justice or?
That was the Cockney Rejects with the song West Side Boys off the Punk Singles Collection that came out in 99 on Anagram, though that song probably is from, 82, something like that. Before that was Foreskins with the song Justice. And again, I had that on a Best Of compilation that came out on Castle Records, and that's probably closer to maybe 80 or 79 even. Why the Oi? I don't know. That's just how things work out. Sometimes I get in a mood, and there you go. And Amazon.com makes it very easy to pick up whatever you're in the mood for. Is that a plug? I should get money. And that's how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Whatever I get every week, that's what I listen to, and that's what we listen to. I pick the best track or the most exemplary track or whatever the case, and together we enjoy it or we hate it. That's just how it works. I think I've enjoyed this week. How about you? We are wrapping things up here, so I want to remind you that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, number 79. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the Too Much Rock podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Black Fortress of Opium. You may remember some months back, I played a recording from their first show, which happened about almost a year and a half ago now in Boston. And the band has released an album now, and they are touring in the New England area. I don't think they've made it outside that yet, but they've got CD release shows planned over the next month or so at various locales. We're going to play the song called 12 Gross and let you drift off into that Middle Eastern, or more importantly, I guess, Turkish fare in a Dead Can Dance sort of pseudo-goth sort of way. So enjoy that, and I'll see you next week for podcast number 80. Thank you.
Thank you.